Lesson 26. King Solomon, Man of Wisdom, Man of Foolishness. 1 Kings chapter 3 and chapters 5 through 11. Study the following scriptures. A. 1 Kings chapter 3 verses 5 through 28. Solomon succeeds his father David as king and follows the Lord. The Lord appears to Solomon and blesses him with wisdom, riches, and honor. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 15. Two women take a child to Solomon, who wisely determines which woman is the mother of the child. Chapter 3, verses 16 through 28. B. 1 Kings chapters 5 through 6 and chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. King Solomon directs the construction of a great temple. Chapters 5 through 6. He has a palace built for himself. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. C. 1 Kings, chapter 8, verses 22 through 66. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. Solomon dedicates the temple and asks the Lord to bless the Israelites with spiritual and temporal prosperity. Chapter 8, verses 22 through 66. The Lord again appears to Solomon, promising to bless the Israelites if they serve him, but to curse them if they turn to other gods. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. D. 1 Kings chapters 10 through 11. Solomon's fame grows because of his wealth and wisdom. Chapter 10, verses 1 through 13, and verses 24 through 25. He becomes excessively wealthy. Chapter 10, verses 14 through 23, and verse 26. He marries many non-Israelite women who persuade him to worship false gods. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. The Lord stirs up adversaries against Solomon. Chapter 11, verses 11 through 25. A prophet foretells that the kingdom of Israel will be divided because of Solomon's wickedness. Chapter 11, verses 26 through 40. What does it mean to have an understanding heart? See 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 28, chapter 4, verse 29. Why did Solomon feel a special need for that blessing? See 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 7 through 8. How would having the wisdom of God help us with our responsibilities at home, at work, at school, and in the church? How can we receive this wisdom? What promise did the Lord give Solomon regarding the temple? See 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. What similar promise has the Lord given us today? See Doctrine and Covenants section 97, verses 15 through 17. What can we do to keep the influence of the temple strong in our lives? How did Solomon's riches and honor increase after the temple was built? See 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 15, and verses 24 through 25. How did Solomon misuse these blessings? See 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 16 through 23, and verses 26 through 29. How should wisdom, riches, and honor be used? See Jacob chapter 2, verses 18 through 19. Additional reading, 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, chapter 4, verses 29 through 34, chapter 7, verses 13 through 51, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 46. End of lesson 26, King Solomon, Man of Wisdom, Man of Foolishness.